Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. High of 84 today. 40% chance for showers as a cool front backs up. They're saying by Thursday it'll be a little bit cooler with highs only in the mid-70s, but then it warms up again. I think all of us were shocked, especially when we saw that video of the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel. And Megan Key joins us right now, WWL TV Channel 4 reporter, who is at that scene. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's the latest from out there?
Right now, we're still waiting on a press conference. That's supposed to happen at 10 a.m. with an update. But as of yesterday, we know that two people are dead and that one person is still missing, trapped somewhere inside this hotel. Now, first responders are still holding out hope, treating this as a rescue mission to try and find that person. But they do believe that that missing construction worker is located somewhere in the hotel that they're not able to get to. Mm-hmm. As you've probably seen from the video, you know, the site is still very unstable. We've still got a leaning crane, and they're just trying to stabilize the area before they're able to go in further. Now, based off the press conference last night, it did sound like first responders were trying to get it all stabilized last night. So we're hoping, you know, when that press conference happens at 10 a.m. that we'll learn more. We'll learn, hopefully, that, you know, it has been stabilized and that they're able to get in farther.
Is it the fire department or first responders that are trying to stabilize it, or have they brought in contractors that specialize in that?
I know they brought in some experts to weigh in on the building and, like, the safest way to do it. But I do know that first responders have been going in to try to rescue this one missing person, and they also did recover a body yesterday.
For people that don't understand, because they tweeted out today that all of shows planned for Wicked had been canceled, and that was through October 20th. For people that don't mm-hmm. understand, can you explain what happened to the Sanger?
Yeah, well, right now I know the Sanger, the alarm has been going off all morning long. And it's also it's in the evacuation area where they moved everybody out of. They got barricades up. First responders, law enforcement officers, they have barricades up surrounding that area. And that crane is leaning in that direction. So it's just not a good idea for anybody to be there until they get all this cleaned up.
Do you have any idea how long? Well, obviously it's going to take until they find the person that's missing, hopefully alive, but has anybody given any estimate of how long it's going to take to eventually tear down what collapsed and clean the area up? And I say that, Megan, in terms of traffic, because it's a major disruption right now, and it's not likely to change anytime soon, is it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way. I mean, it's still a lot of rubble on the ground, still very unstable. So I feel like until they're able to stabilize it and get that missing person out, also recover that body, it's going to take some time. I know when it first happened on Saturday, the fire chief, he was saying that expect this to take days.
Yeah. In terms of how many people that have been evacuated, do you know?
I'm not sure of the exact number, but there's a number of businesses. And I believe I've seen an apartment building or so in this area. So I'm not exactly sure to that number, but it has been cleared out in this area.
And are you having a lot of, are you seeing a lot of people that are trying to get as close as they can to do some sightseeing, which they are not supposed to do? I was just wondering.
Actually, no, I haven't really seen any tourists around here, but I have seen people trying to get to work today, and they've been, you know, going around the barricades and stuff so that they can get to where they've got to go.
Thank you, Megan. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day. Megan Key, WWL TV Channel 4 reporter. Somebody text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.